Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, B-R-A-N-D-T, if you're Googling him, and I encourage you to do that. Or just go to his website. It's easier. DSI.biz is his website for Development Specialists, Inc. And, Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for your perspectives on the political season that we're having right now. And we've been talking about the two debates that have happened so far, and also specifically now the VP debates. The one thing that Joe Biden had to do above all other things, Bill, was to at least not add to the momentum that the Romney-Ryan ticket got from the last debate. And if anything, try with, you know, in, from a standpoint of an overarching strategy, what have we got to do last night? He had to at least not add to it and maybe even stop a little of the momentum. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, although I don't want to get overwrought about that, as we chatted earlier in the program. I think that what Biden did exactly, here we are, we're all talking about Biden this morning, whether it's his teeth or his antics on the stage. He did exactly what he had to do. He put a different curveball into the plate and has got people talking about Biden. But you know, as we said earlier, it really takes the president to pull this out.
How do you think he'll do next week?
Well, I think he's going to be a whole lot better prepared, or at least this time he ought to be focused.
You think they're going to give him a little Red Bull before he goes on stage next time? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that.
I'm not sure. Now, is that a sponsor, or should I plug them?
Yeah,
or, you know, whether it's Red Bull or Starbucks, right?
I wish it were, but no, unfortunately not. But I think he needs a little bit of that. But does President Obama, does he have to be careful not to overplay that hand, not to go too far to the other side?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I think that was the problem with the first debate. I think he decided, on balance, to come out looking presidential and respectful of his opponent, and that didn't work so well. So, you know, I don't know what he's going to do in the second thing, but I remind your listeners that the second endeavor here at Hofstra is sort of like a town hall-type meeting, which will feature you know, web questions and questions from the audience, and so that dynamic may. You know, Obama's probably a bit better off the cuff than Romney.
It's going to be kind of like a goat roping, Bill. If you think about it, with all these different questions coming in from every angle, all kinds of crazy questions. Who knows what's going to be said? How's that going to go? How's that going to work with a man who loves his teleprompter?
Well, I mean, I've seen him work a crowd. Neither of these guys are fools. I also think the questions, I'm assuming the questions, the crazier ones, will be screened out. But I think he'll be fine on that, as will Romney. I think they'll both be well briefed. But, you know, there's still a chance for Obama to pull this back, and have a decent performance and a lot of the stuff in the first part will be forgotten.
Doesn't the viewership of the debates go down exponentially as you get farther away from the first one?
I will measurably concede to you that everybody can remember the first debate with Gore and Bush. People have a hard time remembering the second. Yeah, I mean, first impressions are always that, Jim. I agree.
There were 70 million, I think, watching the first one. I don't think they'll be anywhere near that one for the next one. But since you and I don't have a life, of course, we'll be there. What did you think? I would like to know what you thought about the two moderator styles.
I think that Lehrer understood what he was trying to do. And was going to let them debate. I think his shortcoming was not to let the audience and the viewers know that he had a looser set of ground rules. So it looked like in the aftermath he'd lost control of it. But in fact, I think he was trying to let it go that way and should have explained himself better at the front end.
And I liked that, didn't you? Didn't you like that the way that the first one flowed?
I thought they got into it. Yeah, I did.
And this has nothing to do with who did well or not. It's just the way the thing played out.
And obviously, Martha played the role of the school, you know, the stern schoolmarm last night. I mean, I think she's obviously very capable, and she played the role of the stern schoolmarm. But I think in some cases she cut them off too fast, or in some cases as well, some of the questions were kind of loopy.
Right.
You know, I mean, well, you know, is there anybody but you who could beat
them?
I
didn't understand that one.
There's a lot of good people.
There was a couple of questions there that I didn't understand, but I thought she did. I thought she did a pretty good job. I do think, though, it's important to note that President Obama talked more than Romney, And Vice President Biden talked more, had more time on in talk than Ryan did. I thought that was interesting in both cases.
Well, I think, you know, the art of this talk show business is to grab the mic and not let it go.
Is that how that works?
I've heard. And so, you know, I can't fault people who know how to play the game.
I would never use
you. I can't imagine.
I would never
that,
use
know?
The power of the mic to do that. Hey, Bill, thanks so much for being here. Good job today. We always get smarter when you join us.
Jim, always a pleasure.
Thank you for being here. Bill
Take
Brandt,
care.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We love having Bill on the show. He's so smart and so well-connected and has so many great perspectives. We'll get him back again. Maybe we can get him back again one more time before the election and certainly after the election. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.